So, Adora, before we go, I wanted to give you a sense of this Serious Play conference that I'm at out here at the Pasadena, California, at the Art Center College of Design. It began with this fellow, Stuart Brown, who you may have seen in the New York Times Magazine a couple of weeks back. He's the founder of the National Institute for Play. And he says, you know, despite what maybe you and I were taught when we were younger, that play, instead of being something we do in our spare time, is actually essential to every aspect of our development, physiological, cognitive, everything. This is what he said on stage yesterday, and it was really exciting to listen to.
Play has a biological place, just like sleep and dreams do. And if you look at sleep and dreams, biologically, animals sleep and dream, and they rehearse, and they do some other things that help memory and that are a very, very important part of sleep and dreams. The next step of evolution in mammals and creatures with divinely superfluous neurons will be to play. And the fact that the polar bear and husky, or a magpie and a bear, or you and I and our dogs can cross over and have that experience sets play aside as something separate. And it's hugely important in learning and crafting the brain. So it's not just something you do in your spare time.
So when you play with your dogs, you're working on your brain, Adora.
I'm glad to know that, actually, John. That's just one more that's just another added value to having dogs.
Well, then Robert Lang showed up. Now, he's a mathematician. Have you ever folded paper like origami? You know what origami is?
I sure do.
Now, the rules of origami are you have to make a creature or an animal or a form out of a single square that can't be cut, and it has to be folded just, you know, you can't cut it and you can't twist it or anything. It just has to be folded. Robert Lang has turned origami into a science that has had all kinds of impacts on medicine and the construction of airbags. And his mathematics in playing with origami forms has produced real life-saving developments, and he talked about some of those on stage.
The applications came from unexpected places. So in this application, that heart stent, that came from the water bomb, the blow-up box that many of you learned. It uses the same crease pattern. And the airbag algorithm, that came from the design algorithm to create deer and lobsters and other things. This happens not just in play, but all the time in math and science, that things that you pursue because they're fun turn out to have practical interest. And so for airbags, heart stents, this sort of thing can be not only fun, but it might even save a life, which is pretty cool.
Robert Lang, I should point out, is an awesome celebrity in Japan, where he's done things with origami that no one has ever done. He's made lobsters and bugs and cuckoo clocks in origami. It's really, really interesting. And finally, of course, you know, with all these like pointy heads on stage, Adora, we had to have some real playing. And so here's some of that.
And I know there's a lot of people that probably want to beat me right now, but of course, my job is to beat myself. I'm my greatest competitor right now.
That's an excerpt from the movie Jump. Those jump ropers that we featured at the beginning of the show want to make jump roping an Olympic event, and last night they rocked the house here in Pasadena.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.